Here's another verse people use to justify divorce, since we're on the topic here. Look at verse 27. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. Right? So it's like, yeah, you know, obviously it says that if we're loosed from a wife, you know, if my wife divorces me because she doesn't love me anymore and she wants to leave me, you know, I shouldn't seek a wife. You know, but the Bible says in verse 28, but if I marry, I haven't sinned. No, here, let me just tell you this. Yes, you have. Because to make that statement is to completely negate everything that Jesus said in the Gospels, where he says it's adultery. Both parties are involved in adultery if they marry after they've been divorced. Okay. It says, but if thou marry, thou hast sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. Now, you say, well, what does it mean then? You know, if the Bible says there that if someone is loose from their wife and if they marry, they're not sinning. Pastor, it seems there that God is making some wiggle room there for someone who's divorced to get remarried again. No, it's not. Go to Romans chapter number 7. Because the term to be loosed and to be bound is actually referring to what the law does, right, when someone is married. And when someone is bound to a wife, they're bound to a husband. It's referring to the fact that they made a covenant. They're married. When they are loosed, it's referring to the fact that the spouse has died. That's the only way you can remarry someone else. And no, that's not an encouragement to go murder your spouse, okay? I'm sure there's some people out there that would like to. Look at Romans 7, verse 2. Let's prove that from the Bible. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. The same wording that's being used in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It's kind of sad that it's, you know, the law refers to it as being bound, though, right? You know, it's like if the woman hath the husband, you know, or for the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law. It's just like, you know, honey, I'm glad you married me. And she's just like, well, I'm bound to you by the law, okay? So don't get too excited. I'm only with you because the law tells me that I need to stay with you, all right? So long as he liveth, by the way. But if the husband be dead, she's loose from the law of her husband. So what's the only thing that can determine, or what's the only thing that would permit a person to remarry is death. Till death, do his part, right? Verse 3, so then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. So is Paul teaching contrary to what Jesus said? No, in fact, his teaching is in tandem with what Jesus said. And he's not contradicting himself from 1 Corinthians 7. They mean the exact same thing. She shall be called an adulteress, but if her husband be dead, she's free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man, according to the Bible.